Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on danaglennsmith.com or warn-usa.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. Do not miss the featured posts this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows, featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Featured on danaglennsmith.com, Choice, Chance, and Consequences. Christian Living, Turbulent End Times. End Time, Judgment, Justice, and Mercy. And featured on warn-usa.com, Redemptive Signs, Erdogan's Hate, North Korea, Miraculous, Uganda, Persecution at Warn Radio. And Israel, Middle East, Struggle for Peace with People Who Want No Peace. Golden Cup, Judgment, Flee Babylon. Volatile World on Edge, Classic Warn Radio. And don't miss these Warn Radio episodes from November 15th through the 17th. Wednesday's Advocacy Show, Life Eternal, Pray for Us, Glory Land, Sudan, Military Conflict, Persecution, Christians. Thursday's Battle Lines, House of My Glory, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 197. And Friday, Sound the Shofar, Kingdom War and the Coming King, Watch, Be Sober, Part 12. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. The nation is at risk, and dark forces are plotting to bring the country into the globalist new order. Hidden within the storylines of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America today. And you can get your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus & Robertson. And The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. You can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings.
Welcome to another edition of Sound the Shofar. We are coming to the end of our series, The Kingdom War and the Coming King, and we'll talk about that at the end of the show and what we're looking at next. But make no mistake, the Word is coming. And many people know the various scriptures of His coming. The Word is coming. The Almighty in Revelation chapter 1. He who is the resurrection and the life. He who has the keys of death and hell. This leads us to part 14 in the Kingdom War and the Coming King. Meanwhile, we are to be watching, be sober, awake, and on watch, warning those around us to draw nigh to the Lord and to repent. And as far as signs, we see a lot of signs going on. In America, we see the signs. We see the open border. And, you know, it's been some time ago that I found out that Chinese regulars were coming into America through the southern border. They're getting really bold now because they're coming in their own little squads. Because there's a famous video, and of course this was on, there was a new video also produced, and you'll have to do your own research on it. Let me tell you, see if I can. Yeah, this is redacted with Clayton Morris. He interviewed a kid, a couple of guys who went down and visited all these various groups of Chinese that are coming across. So you can find that. This is why they're invading America. It all makes sense now, redacted with Clayton Morris. And he's just the latest one. And he was informed by this other kid, this other guy, who actually went down there. And there's been several of them that spend time going down into South America to find out the truth. And so these guys, and another video that I saw entirely, you could clearly see, and I think on this kid's video too, you could clearly see the ones who were in charge. They were dressed up in their army regulars, their Chinese uniforms. And then you had the others, and, you know, well taken care of. Nice backpack and things to put your stuff you need. And so whenever you see the Chinese coming across the border without no issue, you've got a hell of a problem in America. Is that clear? Biden is absolutely positively corrupt because you can trace back to him. And, you know, and he's right in the middle. If he's got sense, he needs to come clean. If he's really not doing this, we need to know who's doing it. He's listening to whoever. And, of course, many of us automatically blame, well, there's Susan Rice, because she adheres to what Obama does, and Obama's the other one. And all the Democrats who are working to destroy Trump tells us why they don't want Trump in there. So for all you Americans who are asleep and expecting, especially those in the church, expecting a pre-trib rapture, well, you better hope quickly, because this thing's about ready to go down. You give it a few more years, it's going to be, well, not good. I personally don't need to see all this. But we're here for the duration. So among other signs, over in the UK, now this is not surprising with the UK. They've been lukewarm for a lot of years. David Wilkerson even mentioned it when he was alive. A plethora of people now agree with the government to ban the Bible. And along with this, and this kind of surprised me, they were pushing to ban the Church of England. and then there was an atheist activist group that was praising that UK bill to de-establish the Church of England, separating the official church from the government. Now that, you know, that's been there forever, and now you can see what's happening. Things are being torn loose. In America, Satanism is growing. Atheism is also feeding on good fodder. And we find the blind leading the blind. Yet there is a kingdom war, spiritual warfare, until the coming king arrives. So the first thing, the Word was God. He is God and always will be God. He is the Almighty, the Resurrection, and the Life, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And so, part 14. Now, I want to begin with this, and then we'll move on to the other. John 1. I want to again remind you of this. Because when we talk about the Son of God, John was very, very clear. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now this Word, who was in the beginning with God, John goes on to say, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Yahshua, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Continue to talk about being the light of the world. And so the light shined in the darkness. He was here on the earth. And of course, he went to his own, and his own received him not. But to as many of those that did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And we'll read that when we get to it. But you see, if you're waiting for God, general, you're waiting for the wrong one. You have to be specific. This is the Son of God, the Son of David. This is he who is born of a woman, but not the seed of men. For it was because of the Holy Spirit overshadowing Mary, and the divine influence of the Son of God entered. He was fully awake and conscious when he entered, because he's God. But he willingly gave up his power. At any time, he said that he could call down legions of angels to deliver him. And when they came to arrest him, you know, a sword was drawn and cut off the ear of one of the servants of the high priest or something. And he said, put it up. You know, I'm going to drink the cup my Father has for me. And that was the atonement. If he'd have quit there, we'd have been messed up. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Period. And then it starts a new thought. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Now see, this is the first time we see a man was sent from God, but his name was John. The other reference, in the beginning was the Word. This is the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. That's why we say Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. While he was a man, he was a God-man. And I've had Muslims try to, you know, they get in John and... and they read all these things about him. In one section it says, refers to him as, somebody refers to him as a good teacher. And he comes to him. Well, he was that and much more. You see, when we speak of the Son of God, he is the Son of God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the resurrection, the life, the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Almighty, Almighty in Revelation chapter 1. And he is the one who is judging in Revelation 22. There's a lot of names applied to him, prophet, priest, king. But in Revelation 1 is the proper title, Alpha and Omega. He is the Almighty. And in him was life. And that life was the light of men. That drew. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto him. That lifting up was on the cross. Now, Yahshua is coming back, but he's not coming back to die on the cross. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords now. He's coming back to judge his people, create a kingdom. Or judge his creation, judge all those humans that are here. And when he does come back, the first thing he's going to do, gather his people. They will come with him. But he will destroy the Antichrist, the forces. He will deliver Israel. And he will unite Jew, Gentile, male, and female. So then, the light shone in the darkness comprehended it not. The thought is stopped there, and it says, there was a man sent from God. So in the beginning, God was in the beginning, the Word was in the beginning, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So you have two gods there, and the one was God the Father, the other was the Son of God. The Word. So the next time we see the reference to somebody being sent from God, it was a man sent from God, and his name was John. And he came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was the one sent there, you see, and this is the law, said, let everything be confirmed with two or three witnesses. Now, those have to be reliable witnesses. We're not talking about a packed court here. We're talking about John was the first one to come. Well, actually, the first one was the Father. The second one was the Son himself. The third one was the works which the Son did. He said, if you don't believe me, believe the very works that I do. For these are, you know, the Father is the one that's doing the works. But John came here, and that's why you have the book of John. That's why you have the epistles of John, and why you have Revelation written by John. So his witness was just not confined in the beginning to when the Lord showed up. His witness, even though John came and he was beheaded, there was John who wrote the Gospels. And he's referring to John the Baptist who came. And the light shineth in the darkness, the darkness comprehended it not. There is a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. But the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the us is the apostles. And John bare witness of him and cried, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me. Now you see, John, who wrote the gospel, is bearing witness of John the Baptist who came. And John bare witness of him. This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, and thank God. Yahshua said that I've come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. Because the law could not reduce, erase the sins of men. It was temporary. Because the atonement made in the Old Testament, in the law, was the blood atonement through bulls and goats, the atonement, where they sacrificed. And when Yahshua came, he came fulfilling the Passover, and the Passover is the type that when, Jesus died on the cross, Yahshua was resurrected from the dead, he delivered us from that death angel. He's the one that conquered death and hell. And of his fullness have we all received in grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Now see, that's the truth. So now, today, as the whole world is going into chaos and trouble, we know the Son of God. There's people who think they know God, like the Muslim jihadists who go around chopping off people's heads and killing them and raping them, and Hamas, who did all the horrible things to Israel and their people. And they were happy and singing it. I heard an official... defense. He was some guy that was looking over the reels of all what they were doing. And he said he had never seen anybody who was doing such things
even other Muslims who were killing people, who were as happy as these people were to be raping and killing these people and burning their babies alive, putting them in the oven and turning the oven on, leaving the baby in there to die and roast to death. Now, these people deserve hell and worse than hell. And to that Muslim that wrote me and said that we believe that he was a good man, we believe this, we believe that, but they don't believe he's the Son of God, you ain't going to make it. That doesn't, the devils believe he's certain things too, and they ain't going to go to heaven. You must be born again by the Spirit. Period. You have to come to him and be born again of the Spirit and truly believe and be born again. There's a change. So, Christian, you better understand who you believe in, because these people that are here today that want to kill you and your family, and I mean it, in America, around the world, they just soon kill anybody that don't agree with them. Last night, Tower and I were in a Zoom meeting, and they were the two top. One was the top head of ICC, International Christian Concern, and there was another one in there who was another guy that helped run it with him. And they were showing videos of what was going on in some of the latest stuff. And, you know, there's no doubt, we've been reporting this, and last night they told us that, and God is moving. Muslims and others are getting saved by droves, while these jihadists go around claiming that you have to become a Muslim or they're going to cut your head off. Even Jesus said this. He said, there will come a time when those who kill you will think that they are doing God's service. That's exactly what the Muslims believe. So understand, as we close this study, you must understand who you believe in and where he came from. And I say this a lot. I have a whole playing list of prophetic verses. But I also listen to John. Early in the morning, every morning, I'll listen to John. I think you need to listen to John at least 20 or 30 times and then listen to it regular after that. Nevertheless, your America is not going to stay the same, because Joe Biden and the Democrats, you know, and it's just sick over there in D.C. Nobody seems really concerned about the border and who's coming across it. But let me tell you, when you've got a president and a bunch of Democrats who have been leading the way for years to fill this country, and it goes all the way back to Obama, with people who come here illegally, and then to give them a $5,000 credit card, set them up in a place, and then have Joe want to build camps for them on federal lands, some of the best lands we have, that we wouldn't even be able to access because Biden decided that's what he's going to do. This is bull. And see, that's the problem you have when you have wicked people in our government. See, because he is dictating this legislation it by legislating it by just signing his name. And that's not the way this is supposed to be done. And he has lied and cheated his way, along with others, including Democrats. And now America's getting full. It's not going to get any better. Now we've got the Chinese regulars, and there's all kinds of others in here. So you'd better get your head out of the nether region, people, and you'd better understand who's coming again. Better understand that if you're going to be saved from any kind of tribulation or trouble, it better happen really quick, because they're here right now, and there are people there that want to cut your head off, they want to burn your house down, they want to blow up your cities, and they want to destroy and take over America. And what is America doing? Fighting amongst itself like a bunch of kids. And we have our children walking around using pronouns. Your pronouns, honey, ain't going to be worth a hill of beans when this thing comes down. You can repeat your pronouns and be protested and upset all you want to, but these people will shoot your butt, chop off your head, and celebrate it as they drag your head down the ground and along the way and kick it around like a football. Yeah. This is the devil come to America, and he's been here for a while, and America has excused it. They haven't looked. They haven't thought it was dangerous. The churches are half asleep. Yes, they're doing church, but Israel was doing things in the temple too. But Israel still got, and we're talking Judah here, still got sent into captivity. And you're going the same way that Judah went, and they were carried away for 70 years. The only difference is, America, you are not Judah. Once you get carried away, you ain't going to be back. Once they, you know, destroy and take over this country, she's gone. So all you patriots out there, if you happen to hear, you better wake up and figure out a way. Because I can tell you, if you just get up by yourself, you're going to lose. You need a massive American army. Because there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. I've been warning about this for so long. I don't have enough time to sit here and tell you all the details. Now, let's go to Revelation 22. Now, Revelation 22 is the scripture I put on a lot of the comments I make when I make them, and I don't make a lot. Verse 6. The angel speaking to John. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down and worked to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see that thou do it not. Now see, this is the most astounding verse in the Bible. Now pay attention. Then saith he unto me, you got that? See thou do it not. What was he doing? Falling down to worship him. Because, you know, they're all glorified. John didn't know. He seen these, he was overwhelmed, so he wanted to worship. See that thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, John. I'm like you. And of thy brethren the prophets. He's telling you that he was of the brethren of the prophets, the same ones you read about in the Old Testament. He who was standing there was formerly a prophet in his real life. And of them that keep the sayings of this book, worship God, he said. And he saith unto me, he said unto John, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. The time was at hand at the time that John was given this. Actually, when we talk about the last days, the prophets, I mean, the apostles talked about the last days. Even now, it is the last time, they would say. So the time is at hand. The one that's talking to John is a prophet. He was with the brethren of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. He kept it. He walked in it. And he said, seal not the sayings of the prophecy. And then he says this, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. Now, do you get the drift here? This is in Revelation 22. This is the last book of the Bible. He's given everything out, and he's saying to mankind, if you're going to be unjust, be unjust still. If you're going to be filthy still. And if you're righteous, you be righteous still. If you're holy, let you be holy still. Why? Because both the wicked and the righteous have to go to harvest. They have to grow until it's not going to get any more wicked, and grow till it's not going to get any more righteous, until they meet the Son of God. Then they'll be fulfilled. But you have two crops growing here, wickedness and righteousness. It doesn't tell you in there to stop the unjust. It doesn't tell you in there to kill the unjust. It tells you, if they're unjust, go ahead and be unjust. If you're filthy, go ahead and be filthy. If you're going to be righteous, though, be righteous. Why is he saying this? Because this is the final word of the book. And he said, and behold, I come quickly, my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Everyone will be rewarded. If you're unjust, you get an unjust reward. If you're filthy, you'll get a filthy man's and woman's reward. If you're righteous, you'll be rewarded the righteous man's reward. If you're holy, you will get the holy man's reward. I mean, you're going to be rewarded, righteous or unrighteous. You have to decide. If you got a neighbor that's unrighteous and he doesn't want to repent, let him. It doesn't tell you to stop him. He says, let him be righteous still, or let him be unjust still, or let him be filthy still, or let him be holy still. That is the book. The last book, this is before the coming of Christ. It is, everything is growing to the harvest. There's no more time. It's limited for the earth. It's going to be changed because Yahshua's coming back, and he's going to have a 1,000-year reign to fulfill the promises given to David. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Now without doesn't mean they're going to be right outside the city limits. No. They're in the lake of fire. But soon, you know, today, right now, as I speak, in eternity, there are people in hell, suffering in hell. But death and hell are both going to be cast into the lake of fire. And the smoke of the torment of the wicked shall ascend before the throne of God forever. Forever. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Now, dogs are not animals. These are not animals we're talking about. These are humans. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Now that's who was talking earlier. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Now see, it closes with this, and I really like this close. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit of God and the bride. Now you see, in Scripture, when we think of the bride, we think of the church. But also, the bride is also called the New Jerusalem. And there's a reason for that, because the bride, as Christians, you know, we're the bride of Christ, actually. And as such, we also have the New Jerusalem, which is the bride that's coming down. And that's because that's a gift. That'll be to where the Lord and the Father will be set up, and they will be reunited with all those who they redeemed. So the Spirit and the bride say, come, let him that heareth come, let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let them take the water of life freely. See, before you get to the judgments anywhere in here, you know, this book closes, but it closes with an invitation to everybody, you know, even to the unjust and the wicked and the filthy. If you're unjust, be unjust still, or filthy still if you're filthy. But know this, you're not going to enter in through the gates into the city. But know this also, we call you to repent and come to the Lord, for then you will find the waters of life. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let them take the water of life freely. If you're going to come, now's the time to do it. When you receive the Lord, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this is because of the Spirit of God that's given to the believers when they're saved, when they come to him and repent. For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add him unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written therein. And he which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And that's the end of this study. But we're ending in a good place because it's hope. And America has some very rough times ahead. Very rough. Now, you see, sometimes you don't know the exact level of judgment. I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah was totally destroyed. And when we look at your sister Sodom, and she was called Sodom because of what she was doing. The number one sin was pride, not sodomy, not homosexuality. Now, whether this country like and the world likes to understand, it's a sin. Men are full of sins. But pride sends more people to hell than sodomy ever thought of it. Because when pride gets a hold of you, you're too proud to repent. Don't you be like that. But you could very well be overwhelmed if you live in America. And if you're a senior, or if you're a kid or a young person, but what they're trying to do is not destroy America. What their target really is the Christians and patriots and others who want to keep the old America. Because they want to destroy America and bring it into the New World Order. And that's going to be their goal. And unless we have people that are willing to stand up and take arms, and unless we have an army somewhere, America does not stand a chance. A long time ago, very long time ago, I was given a series of three visions along with some information. I don't talk about the visions. Not much. But I was told years ago, America as I know it would cease to exist. The first time I told anybody, I told Tower back in 1973. And from time to time from then, I would tell people. Then as time passed and I started seeing signs, I would tell more people. Most of the time, nobody believed me. Not at all. Now, I'm not trying to get you to believe me. If you don't want to believe, that's up to you. I'm a watchman, and I was a watchman before watchmen were even popular. I've been doing this a long time. And I am not going to sit here and argue with you. I don't care whether you believe in the pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. That's just a bunch of bunk. Yes, he's coming again. But through our own self-interest, we have conveniently changed the Word of God to form what we want to believe. What is coming quickly. So be prepared. Stock up, be prepared. There's a lot of advice I could give you about that. But do your own research on sheltering and stocking up. There's going to be a financial crisis. And I do have somebody that is well respected in that area. His last name is Ricard. R-I-C-K-A-R-D. I believe that's it. But find you people that can tell you what's going to happen in markets. If you have retirement, pay attention to what it is and listen to what some of these people are telling you. Because Joe Biden, you know, has done a lot. But see, he's been guided to do everything. And we are in serious trouble in this country. And those who think that they're going to overthrow America and it's going to be the nice woke nation that they want and the Christians are going to be gone, that ain't going to happen. Christians, you need to get tough, have faith, and hang in there. You have to trust the Lord. Get the Word of God, get a scripture that you can hang on to and speak that. Understand that. Rebuke the devil. I mean it. When you hear some thoughts come into your mind, that is the enemy that you don't like. You rebuke the thought in Jesus' name. You rebuke the spirit behind the thought in Jesus' name. And then you bind that spirit in Jesus' name, and you bind that thought in Jesus' name, and you cast that spirit into outer darkness. I mean, that's up to you if you want to do that, but I like doing that. Because if you're going to come here and try to screw me up, if there's an outer darkness that you can go to, you're going to be there for a while. They always find their way back. But this is spiritual warfare. The problem with America is not the Chinese are coming in. The problem with America is that sin is here and nobody wants to admit it. The sin is in your churches. The devil is in your churches. Make no mistake. Even in Sardis, the dead church, there were those that the Lord addressed and said something to the effect to those who are doing what they're supposed to do, continue to do this. I will put no other burden on you. So in the dead church where there was not supposed to be any believers, he addressed believers. So even in some of these churches that seem totally unsaved and dead, know that there's believers in there. God knows who's an overcomer and who isn't. Don't walk in fear, walk in faith. Long time ago, I started saying, I am not going to walk in fear. I am not going to open up the door to tomorrow, you know, with fear, but faith. Believing that God can make a way for me and my family, no matter what we face. and I still believe it. Because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And as we come down to the end of this, may God give you wisdom and knowledge to be prepared. Look around. The signs are everywhere in this country. I've been warned in America for many, many years. Make no mistake, I do not do interviews. I do shows. My articles contain the Word of God. My shows contain the Word of God. And they're all geared to warning, preparing, and waking up Americans and all those who believe. Our shows are heard in a lot of places around the world. It's the Word of God. I'm not a news organization. I don't intend to be. One time, long time ago, my websites had news on them. And the Lord put in my heart, I got rid of all the news and started doing everything. Everything I had was the Word of God. I'm not here for your money. I'm not here for fame and fortune. I am here to warn. I ain't going to argue with you. And I'm not going to condemn you. In as much as possible, be at peace with all men. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and give you peace. Now, this particular show on a Friday, we will not be doing any more until after the first of the year, at which time we will have make any judgments. We do this every year, and what we're going to be covering. And we're going to have a few other shows in between that, but pretty much every year we take time off to prepare for the next year. And so may God bless you and keep you. Have a good holiday if you keep Christmas, and if you don't like Christmas, well, that's up to you. It's a good family time. And on top of that, many people celebrate Jesus and our Father during this holiday. Even if it isn't the exact birth of our Lord, it is a time when we stop and we celebrate the redemption in Christ Jesus and the love of God, who sent His Son, and the love of the Son, who came and died for your and my sins. Until next time, until we meet again, good night. God bless. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.